Daf is Daf Nun Beis. So we got to the top, around 8 lines down, the two dots there, finishing up this point, the previous Mishnah. So the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Zu Mitzvah Saniskalim. The Mishnah said this was the Mitzvah Saniskalim. So my Tana, the Tani, Zu Mitzvah Saniskalim. What exactly is the Mishnah trying to accomplish that this is the Mitzvah of Niskalim? Mishum de Tana, because we had in the previous Mishnah, Nigmar Din, Motzino Sol Saklo. If the Gemara Din was given that this person deserves to be stoned, so then you take him to the base of Skila, Haya Gavar Shekomos. The base of Skila was 2 levels high. So the Aidi, the Kabai, Lemisne, Mitzvah, and Israfim. Now that the Mishnah wanted to start getting involved with the Mitzvah of burning, so Tananami is a Mitzvah Niskalim, meaning it said that up until this point was Mitzvah Niskalim. Now we're moving over to the next Mitzvah, namely Mitzvah Hanisrafim. Okay, fine. New Mishnah tells us. Mitzvah Hanisrafim, Hayu Meshakin, also Bezevel, Ara Kavosov. When it comes to a person who deserves Strafa, for example, a Bas Kohen Shizinsa, she gets burned. So you place her in Zevel up until her knees or so. And the reason why you do this, Rashi explains 2 lines down, Meshakin, also Shelo Yishapich, Anav Anav. So she doesn't, or he doesn't, move back and forth. Vatipol Apsila Abisarob Mibachutz. There's a concern, you drop a fire, a hot lead down her throat, so you don't want her or him to move out of the way, so we want her to be stationary. So placing them in Zevel, that air is going to keep her stationary. And then, Nosin Soda Kashe Latoch Haracha, and then you place a hard handkerchief inside a soft handkerchief, Al Tzavaro, around his neck. Zem Moshech Etzlov, Zem Moshech Etzli. You have 2 guys on each side. And the Rambam says the Eidim were the ones who actually pulled the Sudar on both sides. So now that forces the guy, he's starting to choke. So he opened up his mouth to get gaps of air. And then what happens is, Ache Poseach has piv until his mouth is wide open. Umalik has a pasila, and you light the wick. We'll see in a second, the wick is really of lead. Vizorka latoch piv, and you throw the wick, the lead, down the mouth. The Yoredis latoch meav, it falls all the way down inside the stomach of the person. The Chomeris is b'nei me'av, and it burns the inside until the person dies. So I said before that the Rambam holds that the 2 Eidim are the ones who say you pull it. Now, the Rambam has no source for this, but they point out, based on the idea of Shnei Eidim, Yad Eidim Barishona, that they have to have their hand involved. They're the ones who pull the Sudar. But the Shari Karbon asks the following question. He says, firstly, that the pulling of the Sudar isn't the Misa. That's just the Hechsher of the Misa. That's not the actual killing. When it came to the stoning, they're the ones who pushed off, they're the ones who threw the stone. That was the actual Misa. But here, just opening up is a preparation to allow the Psila to fall in. So he's not sure why the Eidim have to be involved in that part, as opposed to dropping the lead down the throat. That's his question. He leaves as a Tzarech in on the Rambam. So that's all according to the Tanakhama's understanding of the Mitzvah Sreifa. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he argues and says, Af hu imeis biyadam lo hayu mekayimin bo mitzvah sreifa. So let's say they pull too hard and he ends up dying from his throat being strangled. That's not a kim of mitzvah sreifa, and you've lost out on that mitzvah. Ela poseach es piv b'tzavas, shlo b'tavaso. You open the mouth up with the tzavas. How do you define a tzavas in English?
Tongs.
You take tongs and you force his mouth open. As opposed to pulling around his neck, you just open up his mouth against his will. He's trying to shut his mouth. You open his jaws up. It's like a dentist, I guess. The kid's not being very helpful at the dentist's office. So you just force open the mouth. So then Malik is a psila. Then you light the psila. The zorkel toch piv. You throw it down his mouth. The yaredish toch meav goes into the inside. The chomeres as b'nei meav and burns his innards. So finishes off the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Ma'isa bebas Kohen Acha Shizinsa. One time, what happened was there was a bas Kohen who was mezana. V'kifua chavile zmaros, and they surrounded her with different bundles of branches, and v'sarfu, and they burned her. So Amar La. So we see from here that you don't pour the psila down the throat, but you actually burn them physically on the outside. So Amar La, they said to him, Rabbi Elazar. That particular bezdin that was officiating this misa weren't experts, and we're going to see in the Gemara they were actually tzedukim. They didn't recognize the Torah Shabbal Peh, so they took Sreifa literally, and therefore they burned them. But that is the incorrect way to perform the mitzvah of Sreifa. So now the Gemara asks, "My psila, what exactly is a psila?" So literally, psila means a wick. You'd think they light a wick and throw the wick and fire down the throat. So Amar Rav Masa Psila Shel Aver, it's referring to lead, some type of pillar of lead that they would put on fire, and then it would boil and pour it down their throat. So Minolan, how do you know that's what was done? How do you know, Rashi explains here, how do you know Minolan that you'd burn the int? Rashi didn't say this. Dikiyai gabna sreifa hi. Who calls that sreifa? If you asked me what sreifa was, I'd said burn the guy in fire, throw him in fire. Who says sreifa is when it goes down the person's throat and only burns the inside and not the outside? How do you know this? So the Gemara says, Asya sreifa, sreifa mi'adas karach. There's a gzer shava. It says sreifa by the context of Basko and Shizinsa. It says sreifa by Adas Karach. Malahalan sreifas neshama v'guf kaim. Just like Adas Karach, they were burned only on the inside. The neshamas were burned, but not on the outside. So, Afkan sreifas neshama v'guf kaim. So too by Basko and Shizinsa, or any other misa sreifa, it's where the inside, the neshamas burned, but not the outside. So Rabbi Elazar Amar, no. Asya sreifa, sreifa mi b'nei Aaron. I learned from b'nei Aaron, not the Raviyu, that malahalan sreifas neshama v'guf kaim. The bodies were still protected. They only were, the neshamas were burned, but another Aviyah's body was still kayim. So afkan sreifas neshama v'guf kaim. So too in the case of Bas Kohen Shizinsa or any other misa sreifa, it's where the neshama is burnt, but the guf is kayim. So machlokas, do we learn from Adas Karach or do we learn from Bnei Aaron? But everyone agrees the halach is the same. It's only b'neshama, not the guf. So man, yeah.
It seems that they would take the lead and melt it and make like a soft.
They always pour by a liquid. It turns a liquid poured down, exactly.
Right. Like a liquid,
I don't know how you burn, but whatever, they make it fire, probably bubbly. Right. Probably, it's not probably fire, just
no,
boiled up.
Boiling hot lead.
That's how they explain it, yeah. Correct. So then the Gemara says, Man the yal of ma'adas korach minala. The one who learns adas korach as the model, well, how do you know that that's a case of the neshama, neshama the guf kaim? So Gemara says, Dichsiv, it says, Ves machtos achatayim ha'ela b'nafshosam, that the shenishamasam nishmasam nisrefes v'guf kaim. The Pasuk says, achatayim ha'ela b'nafshosam, the nefesh, so nefesh and neshama are different things, but we're not going to that right now, but let's say nefesh and neshama are the same, that only the nefesh and neshama were burnt, but everything else was kaim. So that's how you know Adas Karach was that case. The Idach, the other one who doesn't learn from Adas Karach, Hahi sreifa mamish, you know, Adas Korach, the guys were completely burnt. Even the goof was burnt together. Ah, but my b'nafshosam, how are you going to interpret the words nafshosam? That implies only the neshama was burned, not the goof. Shenish haivu sreifa al iske nafshosam. They were warranted sreifa because they were involved of the neshama, the nefesh, meaning nefesh is always more physical, more gashmish than the neshama. So what does that mean? The iske nafshosam. What does the pasuk mean in Tehillim when it's describing what happened with Adas Karach? It says Bechan fe lage ma'og charok alai nishinema shinema. What does that mean? So chanifa is when there is flattery, and lage is making fun, mockery. So Bechan fe lage ma'og, because of the flattery and because of the mockery, charok alai shinema, teeth came down. So what does this mean? What's the drasha? Bishvil chanufa shechnifu lekarach, because of the flattery that they showed Korach, al iske legima, on the matters Korach would had convinced them, had invited them to legima's lashon of food and sue, the Rashi explains. So Korach gathered together a whole gathering of people with food, for serving them suda. So now they wanted to show respect and hakar zatov, so they started flattering and complimenting Korach. And in light of that, Charak Alei Shinemo, that, where did the line go? Charak Alei and Sar, Shel Gehenim Shinov. So the master of Gehenim had brought down, opened up Gehenim and crushed them with their teeth of Gehenim, if you will. So what's going on here in the Pasuk, when it says Nafshosam in the Pasuk of Korach, that doesn't mean only their nefesh was burnt and the guf was kaim. The entire guf was burnt. But because of their nefesh, because they were pulled in, because of the gashmis, the type they had for eating of the nefesh, that's led to their downfall.
But
I have no idea. Well, it doesn't tell us. Rashi
oil
says
bun, roasted bun.
Yeah, Rashi just says she'echilum v'shikuma. He just fed them and gave them to drink. Not sure. So the Gemara then says, Man the Yalav Mibnei Aaron, the one who learns from Bnei Aaron, that the Neshama was Nisraf, but the Guf was Kayim. So Minale, how do they know this? Dichsiv Vayamusu L'Fnei Hashem Ki'ein Misa. So Vayamusu L'Fnei Hashem, they died in front of Hashem. It was only that a Ki'ein Misa that they died, not really died, they didn't have a normal death, but it was a Ki'ein Misa. Ki'ein Misa means that they they, even though they're burnt, they die like a regular person whose body is kayim, but the neshama departs. So too, they had a what seemed to be a typical death where the guf was kayim. So v'idach, the other one who doesn't learn from Bnei Aaron, ha'u sefer mamish, no, they were mamish burnt. Umaydech sevei amusus, so why does it call it they died? Died doesn't mean they were killed. Vayamusus means they died naturally. It sounds like they died naturally. But if they hold that they were actually burnt, so why is it called vayamusu? De'aschil ba hu migavai, kein misa. No, the sreifa started coming in from the inside like a normal death. First, the neshama left them like a regular misa. In the end, the sreifa took over their entire body. Kedetani, the Raisa tells us that Abba Yossi ben Dustai Omer, Shnechutin shel eish yatsum beis kodesh kodashim. Two lines, two strings of fire came out of the kodesh kodashim. V'nechla kula arba, then split into a total of four strands. V'nichnesu shnayim becholt meshazeh, shnayim becholt meshazeh. And each of the two strands went to the nostrils of Nadav Aviyu respectively. The Sarfamin burnt them. So it started off going through the neshama, through the inside. The nose is the entrance to the neshama. Vayipach ve'apav. The neshama, Hashem blew the neshama through the nose of Adam. So that's the entrance to the neshama. So it started off burning the gavai, but went on to the outside. Is that really true that the entire goof was burnt? V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk tell us? V'atochel osam, that the fire burned them. Osam velo bigdehem. No, it means that they were burnt, but not their begadim. They were burnt, but not the begadim. So it was just empty, just everything became ashes and the clothing just fell to the ground, it seemed. So, fine. Then the Gemara said, V'nilach mi parmen nisrafim. Why not use parmen nisrafim? So just again, apparently there was a gzera shava, that they had a mesora, that there's a sreifa gzera shava to be learned. So one opinion thought you learned gzera shava from Bnei Aaron, the other one thought you learned from Korach. The Gemara suggests maybe it should be learned from parmen nisrafim, the cows that get burnt out. There's certain cows that are brought as karbanos, and you take them out to be burnt afterwards outside the base of Migdash. So why don't you learn from Parmer Nisrafim that Ma'la Halan Sreifa Mamish, that the Parmer Mamish burnt to a crisp, even the Guf. Afkan Sreifa Mamish, so maybe the Misa of the Sreifa should also be Mamish Sreifa. So the Gemara says, Mistav, it's logical to say, May Adam Havalei L'Melef. It's really better to learn from an Adam, whether it be from Korach or from Bnei Aaron, is more sensible than to learn from cows. Shekain, why? Adam, firstly, they're both people. That's one comparison. Number two is Chote. They are violating Averas. And Neshama, where the Neshamas were all, they all have Neshamas. And Pigal, that Pigal doesn't apply to Adam. So we see that these are four comparisons to equate the case of Misa Sreifa to either Nadav Aviyu or to Korach. So the Gemara says, Adarab, the opposite. Mi Parma Nisrafim, you should learn, Havle Lemelaf. Shekain Machshir and Lidoros. Because Parm Nisrafim is a machshir. That's a machshir that in itself, Rashi says, is the Sreifas Bezdin, is a machshir of the Mitzvah Samakim, which itself is interesting. And Parm Nisrafim is also a hechshir. So this is a big chiddush right now. To call Misa Sreifa a hechshir, you would think Misa Sreifa itself is the key mitzvah. Which the Rashi is struggling here. He says it's a hechshir to fulfill. The real key is Mitzvah Hashem. Mitzvah Samakim is the key. How do we fulfill it? The Sreifa is the Maisa, it's a Hechsher to fulfill the goal of Mitzvah Samakum. So through Parma Nisrafim, the goal is to have them burnt. How do you get it burnt? Is through the burning process. That's the biggest of a Chiddush. And number two is Lidoros. Yes.
The biggest difference is if it's Adiyadeh Hashem or Adiyadeh Bnei Adam, the Sreifa itself.
So Rashi says here, Aval Sreifa Dehanev, La Bidei Adam Havei, Shekaimu B'hum Mitzvah Hamakum. The other ones are not Ayidei Adam. The case of the Bnei Aaron Adas Korach came from Hashem.
From Hashem.
That's not really It's not really a term of Machshit. It's really Bnei Adam versus Bnei Malkum.
Exactly. I think that's the Kavanah, meaning that one is well done. The other ones it came straight from Hashem, both Korach and Aaron.
So the word Machshit is an interesting word to use in that case.
Yes.
Okay, so one is Bezdin's fulfilling the word of Hashem, one is Hashem himself is fulfilling his own word. And the number two comparison to Parma Nisrafim is that both Lidoros, the halachas of Parma Nisrafim apply Lidoros, generations to come, and also the Mitzvah Sreifa applies Lidoros, as opposed to Bnei Aaron. Adas Korach was a one-time event. So maybe we should use Parma Nisrafim as a model. So the Gemara says, Hanach Nefishin, in the end of the day, the comparison to Bnei Aaron and to Adas Korach are more than that of the comparison to Parma Nisrafim. So then the Gemara says, Man the Yalav Ma'adas Korach, My time alo yalof bnei Aaron. Why don't they like the limud from bnei Aaron? How we say from Amish, like we said above, because that was a real burning. So v'neilof minei. So why not? So that's fine. So b'nei Aaron is astray from Amish, and Adas Karech is only the neshama is burnt. So who cares? So now we have two different scenarios, but still, why would you prefer the limud of Adas Korach over B'nai Aaron? And so the Gemara invokes that concept that we just saw many times already. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rava, Bar Avuha, Amar Krav, Ya'afta Lecha Kamocha, Bar Lo Misa Yafa. There are two avenues you could choose. You could choose the avenue of the B'nai Aaron, which is straight from Amish, or you could choose the avenue of Adas Korach, which is the Neshama is burnt only. Now, if you have these two equal options, we always want to choose the nicest of the deaths. So therefore, we choose where the Neshama is burnt, but the Guf is still Kayim. So then the Gemara says, V'chi ma'acher di'ika di'Rav Nachman. So once you have Rav Nachman, always choose the nicer path. So then Gzer Shava Lomeli. So what's it for you to Gzer Shava? We'll choose. Of the types of burnings out there, which is the nicest burning? Everyone will say that when if you burn the Neshama and keep the Guf Kayim, that's the nicest death. So why do you need Gzer Shava? So the Gemara explained, Ilav the Gzer Shava, Havamina Strefas Neshama V'Guf Kayim Lav Strefa Hiklal. I would think that burning the guy's insides doesn't qualify as a Strefa at all. The Gzer Shava tells me that does qualify as a Gzer Shava like B'nai Aaron and Adas Korach. V'imishim after le'echa kamocha, if that was the only limud we had, so then, lofish le'echa v'ilis moros, ki'echa delisrof la'agel, so I would have thought, you know what the nicest death is? To pour, you know, oil all over him, and, you know, what's that, type of liquid? The fire,
flammable.
Something flammable, and just to have it die and explode. Explode in 1 second. That would be the nicest way to kill him. The quickest way to death. Kamashmalan, lighter fluid. That's a liquid. Kamashmalan, that, no, the nicest misa is through the inside. Okay. Fine, let's go back to now. The Gemara says, on the bottom last few lines, Kfar, how you Moshe v'Aaron mahalchin b'derech, this is the Medrash. Moshe and Aaron were walking in front. V'nadav aviyu mahalchin achrim, and they're followed by Nadav aviyu. V'chol yisrael achrim, everyone else is behind them. Behind Nadav aviyu. So Amar lo Nadav laviyu, eimasaya musu shnei zekeidim halalu. When are these two old men going to die already? V'ani v'ata na'ani getzador. And then now it's our turn to take over the generation. So Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem says to them, Hanira mi kovres mi. We'll see who's going to bury who. So Amar Rapapa, hainu damri inji. That's what people would say. Nafish gimale save detane mashchei dehugane. That the old camels carry the skin of the young camels. So they killed the young camels for the skin, they made whatever they made, and it turned out the old camels were carrying its own children, if you will, their skin on top of them. So that's the adage. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, going on to Amar Beis, now Rabbi Eliezer says, Lema Tamil Chacham Dome Lifnei Am Haaretz. What is the Tamil Chacham considered in front of an Am Haaretz? Initially, the Am Haaretz respects the Talmud Chacham like he's a golden pitcher. Sipre Manu. So then he starts to speak bad about him, or regular about him. So then the Kiton Shel Domin LeKiton Shel Kesus. Now he goes that downgrades. He's only viewed as a silver pitcher. So then Nena Mimena. Then he starts to get Hana from him. He goes down even further. Domin LeKiton Shel Cheres. He goes down to a pottery type of pitcher. Came into Nishbar Shuv Ein Lo Takan. And then once this Am Haaretz is, rather the Talmud Chacham is broken in the eyes of the Am Haaretz, there's no respecting him anymore. What is this going on here? What's the relevance? Look at Rashi in the top to explain what this Medrash is doing. Lama Talmud V'chule. Mishum Da'ari Ba'adash Karach Nakala. We have been dealing with the story of Karach. So we brought this little story in. That Shayu Tamidei Chachamim K'dichsev. The Adash Karach were not just Tam people. These were Tamidei Chachamim. As it says in the pasuk, Nisiei Eda Krei Moed Anshei Shem. These were Chashev people. These were the Nisim. V'al Shem Shepitem Osam Rasha. Because that Rasha Karach had convinced them, Kishenanu Mimamono. They started getting Hana from his own Mamona. Hey Kelu Be'enov Lasiem Lahachzig Yadav Machlokas Elumir Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Once you start seeing them involved in the Suda and getting Hana from them, there was this slow process of downgrading the respect that his Am Haaretz Karach had for them, and that really led to their downfall. So as a Talmud Chacham, person has to always be careful how to, you know, what kind of kavod he should, how he should, you know, should he wear a suit all the time, should he wear a tie all the time, should he play sports in front of his congregants, at what point should he really, because of that, certainly you break down then your kavod that your the Am Haaretz give to you, and it could really lead to a tremendous downfall. Okay. Gemara now says, Imrosa Bas Tali, this is a person's name, is a woman, Bas Kohen Shizin Sahave. She was a Bas Kohen and she was Mezana. So what do they do? Akva Rav Chama Bar Tuvia Chavile Zimoros V'Sarfa. They had surrounded her in these branches and they burnt her. So Amar Rav Yosef Ta'a Mimed Batarti. He made two mistakes. Ta'a Bidi Rav Masna. First, he made a mistake in Rav Masna. Rav Masna held that you don't burn on the outside, rather you burn on the inside. And number two is Ta'a Bidi Tani with the following price. So you made a mistake. Uvase Elakon Malavim El Shovet Asher Yebiyam Mehem. That you go to the Kohanim and the Levim who are the judges at that time. Bizman Sheish Ben Kohen Yesh Mishpat. Bizman Shein Kohen Yesh Mishpat. Whenever there's a Kohen, that's when you could give Mishpat. That's when you could give a Mises Bezdim. But when there is no Kohen, Bizman Azed, there is no Kohen. We'll see what that means in just a second. Then there is no Mishpat. Meaning that at the time of Rav Chama, Bar Tuvia, there is no Bezdin, no Sanhedrin, and you can't implement a Mises Bezdin. Rashi explained what does this mean here. Has to be where there's a Sanhedrin sitting in Lishchas Hagazis. Now without that, you cannot give a Mises Bezdin. So that was his double mistake that he made. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Maisa Bebas Kohen Shezinsa. Going back to the Mishnah, that story, interesting discussion here. So we have here, based on this Gemara, that you could only implement a Mises Bezdin if Sanhedrin is sitting in Lishchas Hagazis in the Makom HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. So there's a Machlokas. What's the story? Are you allowed to give Malkos if Sanhedrin is not in Lishchas Hagazis? So one opinion is, according to the Gaonim, you cannot give Malkos either if they're not in Lishchas Hagazis. And they give two different reasons why not. Number one is because that the Malkos is a type of Mises Makom HaMikdash. Number two is, when it comes to Malkos, you have to be able to be given an assessment of how much they deserve. And let's say you give one up, you give one extra lash, so that Lishcha, that Shliach Bezin has to go to Gullus. That's a din. But you can't give Gullus because there's no Lishchas, there's no Sanhedrin. So since you can't give Gullus, you can't give an Umdah. Akin to give an Umdah, you can't give Malkos. So that's another reason why you can't give Malkos if the Sanhedrin is not in Lishchas Hagazis. But the Rambam Paskins in Hilchot Sanhedrin, the Ramban says this as well, you can give Malkos as long as there are Shlosha Mumchen, three experts. You don't need the Sanhedrin in the Lishchas Hagazis. So this seems to be an afkamina. How much is Malkos b'makum misa omedes? Okay, the Gemara now says, quotes from Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok Maisa Bevasko and Jezinsa, that case where they had burnt her on the outside. So Amar Rav Yosef, based in Shel Tzedukim Havu, that is based in Shel Tzedukim, who rejected Torah Shebaal Peh. So Hachi Amar Lehu, Hachi Haji Lehu. Was that really the conversation that we just saw? That he said they burnt them from the outside, and they said it was a Bezdin Shel Tzedukim. The Hatani, the Braisa, tells us that the conversation was a little bit different. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Zecharini Kishayisi Tinok. I remember when I was a young boy, Umurkava Ksefa Sha'aba, I was going on my father, Rabbi Tzadok's shoulders. Ve'viu Bas Karin Shazin, so they brought forward a Bas Karin who was Mezane. Ve'kifua Chavilis Maros. Ve'sarfua, and they burnt it. This very same exact case. So Amar Lo, they said to him, Katan Aisa, you were a young boy at the time, Ve'ein Mevin Raya Minakatan, you can't bring a proof for when you were a young boy. So we see that, according to this Bryce, the response was, you are a young boy. According to the mission, the response was, that was a Bezdin Shel Tzedukim. So which was the response? What was the conversation? So the Gemara says, Shnei Maisim Havu, there were two different events that happened. One time they said to him, you can't bring a proof from when you were Katan. The second response was, you can't bring a proof because that was a Bezdin Shel Tzedukim. So asks the Gemara, Hey Amar Lahu Bereisha, which event happened first? Ilema Hakamaisa Amarlo Huberesha. The first one mentioned was the one first, that Amarlo Kishugado Vlashkhbu, Amarlo Kishukat and Vashkhbu. So what's this? If the first one mentioned, namely the one in the Mishnah, was the first one mentioned, so if when he was a Gadol, he said they burnt them from the outside, they said you can't bring a Raya from that case of Basin Shatsudukim, so why would he then bring a second Raya from when he was a Katan? Se'ela, it was the opposite. First, Amar Lahu Bereisha, the case that when I was a young boy, I saw this happen. They said to him, no, Amar Lahu Katan Hayisa, you were a young boy when that happened. You can't bring a proof when you're a young boy. So then he said, oh, but when I was a Gadol, Amar Lahu Kishu Gadol, when I was an older boy, when I was bar mitzvah already. So then I saw another event. They did the same thing. They took Chavili's Moros and they burnt the lady. So Amar Lahu, no, that second case you can't bring a Raya either from, Mipnei Shaloha, you Bezdin Shel Osa Shah Baki. That was not an expert Bezdin, that was a Bezdin Shel Tzedukim. So those are the two different events that took place in the Misas Sreifa. Now we're moving on to the next Misa, Mitzvah HaNeragin, the way you would kill them, Besayif. How is Sayif? So the Mishnah explains in Amud Beis here, mitzvah sanerogin as follows. Hayu masizin es rosho b'sayif kederech shemalchus osa. They would mamish behead him with a sword like they would do in the malchus, in a regular kingdom. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer nivelhula. That's a disgusting thing to do. So now, just to have Rashi explain to you, to have a guy stand and then just the head fall off. So then that can't be the case. So Amr Lo, he says, Nivahullo Ela Manichan es Rosha al Sadin, you place his head down, he's like bending down, but Kotis Bakovich, you hit with an axe of some sort, or one of those things that come down and just take off his head that way from behind. A guillotine from behind, that's what you would do.
Much better.
So if you had to choose, it seems much better. So that's the Chacham's response. Amru Lo, Ein Misa Menuvelas Mizu. There's nothing worse in that case. That's worse than beheading. In that way, with the guillotine, is worse than the sword. Okay, sounds like an interesting machlokes, which is a more maneuver type of Misa. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tanya Amr Lehen Rabbi Yehuda Lechachamim. Yehuda say to Chachamim, Af Ani Yodea Shemisa Menuvelas. I also understand that through a guillotine is also disgusting. But you know what? I've got a problem here. So what am I supposed to do here? Sherei Amritor, the pasuk says, "B'chukoseim lo seleichu." You can't walk in the ways of the chukim of the goyim, and that's how they do—they behead standing up, and they just chop off the head. So we can't do that. So therefore, I had to take another avenue of having him lie down. Rabbanan say, "No, this is not a violation of b'chukoseim lo seleichu because kevin dechsiv saif barais." It says in the Torah to kill him with a sword. Lo minayu ka gamrina. We don't learn from their ways; they're learning from our ways. Because the lo temahach, if you don't say this, then hadatani, the brayser that says sorfin alam lachim v'lo midarchei amori, you're allowed to burn the possessions of a king. After the king dies, you could burn his possessions so no one else could use it. And we say that's permitted, and it's not a violation of darchei amori, not a violation of a chukas akum. Heichi sarfina, and how are we allowed to do this? Don't the non-Jews do this also? And it says haksiv b'chukosei am lo seleichu. So if the non-Jewish kings burn their possessions also after they die, so we should stop doing this. So how are we allowed to do this? Ella kevan dechsiv sreifa beraisa dechsiv umisreifa savosecha. Since the pasuk says you're allowed to burn the remaining possessions of a melech, la minayo kagarmina. We don't learn it from their acts; we learn it from the Torah. Therefore, it's permitted. Hachanami kevan dechsiv sayif beraisa la minayo kagarmina. So in other words, anything that's written in the Torah, we're allowed to do, even though the non-Jews are doing this as well. They can never be okay posting the Torah that we're doing just because they're doing it as well. If it's something that's not mentioned in the Torah and we took upon ourselves to do it, and then later we're seeing that the Goyim are doing this as well, if it is not mefurish in the pasuk, then we would in fact have to stop.
It seems the pasuk is from Iran, Yachat, it's a the Kichar. So it would seem that it's not that they're laying down because they have to put the Holy Land, right? That's just it.
Say that again, that.
Meaning that, because even if it's in the right side, it's still, how do you know that it's standing and not laying down?
Ah.
It's still not clear.
Right, so that's so the next point is going to bring that up.
Ah, okay.
I think the next point is where I was going to explain how do you know it's through a cherif.
Right.
Okay. Now, on this point, there's a very important discussion here in terms of Chukas Akam. Look at Tosos Dira Maschil Ela Kevan Dechsiv Sreifa, Tema. It applies here that afagav the chukahi kevin dechsib baraisa shari. Even though it's a chok of the goyim, since the Torah writes it, it's permitted. Ubeper kama de maseches of odazara daf yud alaf parich the sreifa chukahi haachsib bechukosem lo selechu umasik lav chukahi. So what's the question here? The Torah says that sreifa is not considered a chukah. Meaning here the Gemara implies it is a chukah, but with a heter because the Torah writes it. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah says Sreifa is not considered a chok, it doesn't even get off the ground, the question. V'yeh Shlomar, dehasam kamar lav chukahi l'shem avodas kochavim. It's not a chok, the Gemara says there, because it's not for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. It's non-Jews do it, but not everything non-Jews do are for Avodah Zarah. Di havei chukah l'avodas kochavim. If it's a chok, that's for Avodah Zarah. Then afil have a ksiv b'araisa lo have a mahane. So now he's telling us, I don't know an example, but let's say there's something that the Torah says we should do. And it could be a case of different, the case of an Asherah, or an Evan of the Matseva, the Yaakov made in a Matseva. I think this is the example. Yaakov made in a Matseva, one Evan Mizbeach. The Torah says it. But then non-Jews took upon themselves to use a one Evan Matseva for Avodah Zarah. So then if it's an Avodah Zarah chok, that can be oker a pasuk in the Torah. Aval hacha, here our case, Ari b'chukas avodas kochavim, shelo l'shem avodas kochavim. It's not, the fact that they behead someone has nothing to do with avodah zara, so therefore their beheading cannot uproot a mefurish pasuk. Only if their chukos are based on avodah zara would it be able to be oker a din deraisa. Now the gra is more machmir than this shita. This Tosos and the Ran and the Rama all are very makel. If it's something that we do that's not based on avodah zara, we're allowed to continue to do it as long as it has some purpose, there's an understanding to it. So there's a big discussion in the poskim, could a doctor wear a white coat or not? Is he allowed to? It's brought down the poskim that they're allowed to because it just says who's the doctor? If there's an emergency, you look for the guy with the white coat to bring him here. So there's a certain toelis.
Wouldn't be allowed to, why? Because
the non-Jews wear, doctors wear white coats in hospitals. So that's a non-Jew, nothing to do with the avodah zara, but it's a non-Jewish thing. Or the same thing with a gown, the graduation has probably less reason to be allowed to wear a gown at a graduation. Anything that there's no reason for, we can't do.
So who wore the first pair of kitchen? It was also the coin.
Right, so that's a whole other history of how that worked. No, just that was just a style of clothing, not to distinguish anything. That's how people dressed. But to have a doctor be distinguished as a doctor with a white coat, so there's a toilet just to recognize who's a doctor, who's a nurse, who's a manager. So it helps you. The gra says no. Since they're really, it's something that they do, and it's not written in the Torah, a doctor is not allowed to wear a white coat. You can't wear white coats because there's no reason. There's no real reason for it, and it's not based on, there's no Torah source for it. And once the non-Jews do it, we need to stop doing this as well. So that's a famous machlokas, the Gra versus everyone else. He's very machmir in Chukazak. Okay, let's go weiter now. The Gemara says around 10 lines down, 10 wide lines down in the Amud here, V'hoditznan b'idach pirkan eloheina neherogin arotech v'ayishin anshin ir nedachas. Later on, the parak's going to tell us, the next parak, that who are the ones who get killed. There are two examples. A rotzeach, a murderer, gets killed with a saif, and ir nedachas. So bishma, I understand ir nedachas, k'sib behu, it's written explicitly in the pasuk. Lefi charev, it says charev in the pasuk. El rotzeach, we know, how do I know a rotzeach gets this as well? Now Rashi points out here, actually we'll get to that in a second. Rotzeach minolon, detanya, nakom yinakem, nekimazu en yodeh. What type of nakom, what type of revenge you take on the murderer? It doesn't say. So kishu omer vevesi aleichem cherev nokemes nakom bris havi omer nekimazu saif. In this pasuk here, it juxtaposes the words cherev to nakama. So whenever we see the word nakama, that indicates cherev. Zusayef. So since it says nakom by ritzicha, we can understand that's referring to cherev. So the Gemara says, how do you know it's with the cherev? Ema the barizle mivras. Maybe you should just poke him in the stomach, Rashi says, and toke bibitno or begrono or in his throat, and he'll die that way. Who said you do a sideways thrust? So Pasuk says lefi cherev ksiv, and Rashi explains that a cherev has ppo shel cherev shnei tzedadim mikan mikan. The sword has double-edged sword, so you're supposed to go from the side as opposed to hitting the dagger straight forward to the guy. You're supposed to go across. That's how we know lefi cherev. So I think that answers your question, at least of the beheading, that we go across the guy's head as opposed to jabbing him, we go across. How do you know means standing up versus sitting down? That question, I guess, isn't being addressed. Fine. The Gemara now says, Vema davile gistra. So now here's your question. Might not do a gistra. That would be from the back of the neck. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Amar Kra. This answers your question. Ve'after l'recha kamocha, barlo misiyafa. So apparently the guy standing beheading him is a nicer misa than the guy lying down.
Rashi seems to say gistra would be cut the guy down his length.
Oh, you're right. Actually, chalk l'arch l'shnaim. Mamish, okay, in half that way. Okay. So that would be, that would really be, I guess, cruel. They're always cruel, but that would be more cruel than this.
It would be hard work.
Hard work also, right?
Yeah.
Ashkechan de katel avda. Barchur min aleis. I understand if the guy killed his eved, they should get the misa of saif. How do you know if you kill ben charon? Because the pasuk of, I guess, nekam yinakim is in the context of killing an eved. Okay, fine. How do you know if a person kills a bar charon, a free person, he also gets cherev?
By
a benefit,
it's just
so we learn that could just be chenek. Stam misa normally is chenek. How do you know he gets cherev in that case? So the Gemara says, "Lav kavachomer, who is not kavachomer, katal avda b'sayif bar chorin b'chenek." So if he killed Eved b'sayif and bar chorin should be b'chenek. So the Gemara says, "Hanichel man damer chenek kal." I understand. It makes sense that the chenek is kal. So this makes sense. that Ella Laman Amar Chenek Chamer Ma'ik LeMeimar. Behold, Chenek is more Chamer. What are you going to say? So what's the question here? Is this still part of the question? One second. Yes, we're saying, so I understand, so it makes it Kav HaChomer that you should give a Ben Chorin a worse, rather a lesser Avera. That should be more of an Avera.
More. Right, that's the question. Why give him less? Why would you think?
So if you understand that Chenek is more Kal, so of course you wouldn't give him Chenek. Of course you give him Herik, just like if one kills a Ben Chorin, Ebed. But if you say that Chenek is actually going to be more Chamor, so right. Then...
Why would you say that Ben Chorin is...
Maybe he gets Chenek Stam.
Right, maybe he gets Chenek and not Saif.
Aha. So the Gemara says, Nafgalei Midatanya. We learn from the following Bryce. So the Pasuk says, Ve'ata tivayer hadama nagim mikirbecha. All the murder cases of murderers are compared to Egla Rufa. Malahalim Besayef Minatzavar, Afkan Besayef Minatzavar. Just like the Egla Rufa you kill with some type of sword and on the neck, so too every murderer gets killed with Sayef Besavar. So Imahalahal Mekofitz Umimul Orif, but when it comes to Egla Rufa, you use some type of, an axe, and you from the back of the neck. So I would say maybe Afkan Mekofitz Umimul Orif. You should use an axe from the back of the neck to kill the Rotzech. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba, Baravu, Amar Krav, Aftel Yecha Kamocha, Baralo, Misa Yafet, choose from a very, more of a pleasant type of Misa.
It's not that he uses a different type of kli, is that it comes from the back and this comes from the side.
I thought it was both, no? The Kofitz also, no?
What?
I thought it was a double question on the Kofitz and also on the Mulorif. Because the Kofitz, I think, is what I define it, an X? Yeah, so an axe, but I think it's a double question.
Okay.
And from the back of the neck, we say no, we use a sword, and from the front or the side of the neck. Okay.
Then,
I think it's an axe, yeah. Fine. So then the Mishnah says, the new Mishnah, Mitzvah Sanechnokim, how do you strangle the guy? How you Meshakin Oso Bezevel? You place him in Zevel to keep him stationary. Ada Kavosev, up until his knees. Nosin Suter Koshel Tel Haraka, you put a soft one into a large, into a more of a rough handkerchief. The Korach Al Savaro, you wrap around his neck. Zemoshech Etzlo, Zemoshech Etzlo, Achinafsha Yotes, you pull really hard until he loses his breath. So Taner Rabban, the Brisa says, Ish. Pralakatan. So the context here is a pasuk in Parshas Achrei, Mosamet Kedoshim. Actually, the Isha says, "I'm reading the side here." Isha sheyinaf es aishes aish. A man who's with an aish is ish. Asheyinaf es aishes reayu. Mos yumas hanoef vano efes. Both of them get misa, and stam misa in the Torah is always chenek. So the Gemara is darshening this pasuk here. Ish pralakatan. A katan who was with an aish is ish would not get a misa. Asha Yinaf as Aishis Ish, a person with a woman who's married to a man, Pral Aishis Katan, only if she's married to a Gadol. If she's married to a Katan, so then there wouldn't be a Misa here. Aishis Re'eyu, only if she's married to a friend of yours, as opposed to Pral Aishis Achayim. If she's married to Aishis Achayim, she would not get the Misa. What's Aishis Achayim? Rashi says, if she's married to a Kusi, because there is no Kedushin for a Kusi. Tosa says the same thing. Even though Rashi points out that they are... even though there's no Misa, there is still an Isser involved in this, based on the Gemara and Kedushin in Eishes of Astorah, last week's Parsha, Eishes of Astorah, the very fact that you need a Heter to allow for an Eishes of Astorah implies there would be Usser otherwise. So even though the Pasuk here tells us that there's no Misa for being with a non-Jewish married woman, there still, of course, is an Isser, Midirais, to be with a married woman who's non-Jewish. So then the Gemara says, Mos Yumas, to tell us that Bechenek. Stam Misa means Chenek. You think it means strangulation. It's referring to the other Misa, Skilas, Reifa, or Saif. Amris, Kol Makom, Shinemar, Misa, Batara, Stam, whenever it says Misa, Stam, without specifications, you cannot have any more Machmir type of Misa. And we assume that Chenek is the lowest of all them, so we give the lowest of the Misas. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia, we always give the least, the weakest of the Misas. That's all she does, Rabbi Yoshia. Comes along Rabbi Yonis and Omar, lo mifnei shikala, not because Chenek is the least of them, ela kol misa ha-murbis torastam ein ela chenek. We have a klal. Whenever it says Misa, it means Chenek. We'll see why that is in just a moment. Rabbi Omer, nemar misa b'dei shemayim, nemar misa b'dei adam. We have a gzei shava. Ma misa amur b'dei shemayim, misa shem baroshim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a life away, there's no roshim, there's no wound, it's just the neshama leaves. So af misa amur b'dei adam, misa shein baroshim. So too, when it says misa in the Torah, it says kill him in a way where there is no mark. You just take away the neshama, namely, you strangle him. Ve'ma sreifa, Maybe it means Shreifa. And Shreifa also, we said there's no mark on the outside. You burn the inside, but from the outside, the guf is kayim. Gemara says, Midama Rachmana Bas Korin B'Shreifa. From the fact that Torah says Bas Korin gets Shreifa, that indicates Mechlal Dehala Bas Shreifa, that any case where it doesn't mention Shreifa, it's not Shreifa. So what's the only option we have? It has to be Chenek is the only other Misa that leaves no Roshe. So the Gemara says, Bishmal Rabbi Yonason, I understand. Kidaka Mefarashi Rabbi Taima. We understand why Rabbi Yonason says, Estam Misa in the Torah is Chenek, because Gzeh Shavah to me says, Bide Shemayim. That doesn't leave a roshim. El Rabbi Yoshia, Mimai, Dika Chenek Bolam, a Messiah. How does Rabbi Yoshia know that the Chenek even exists? Where do you have such a concept? Where do you create it from? Maybe it's Saif. Maybe Misa should be Saif. Who said it's that's even an option to choose from? So the Gemara says, Amarava, Arba Misas, Gemara Gemirlu. We have a Misara that there are four Misas. And even though there are no indications in the Torah, according to Rabbi Yoshia, that Chenek is there, we have a Misara that Chenek exists. My lo mipnei shikala kimithlgi. Versus my, what does it mean lo mipnei shikala? Not because when Rabbi Yonason said to him, not because it's more kala. Sounds like beplugs of the Rishon Rabbanon. Meaning what? Rabbi Yonason says, no, I don't think chenek is actually more kala. It's a misa. It's a different reason why misa is chenek. But chenek, I think chenek is not kala. I think chenek is actually more machmir. So it turns out that Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Yoshi are arguing about the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan, that they have a double machlokas. Is skil and Shreifa, which one's more machmir? And they have another machlokas, hereg and chenek, which one's more machmir? So that machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan, about hereg and chenek, is exactly a machlokas between Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Yoshi as well. All right.